our final item for the morning.
820, authorize and...
Oh, plus the consent, correct.
No, we actually have one item, the last item on consent was moved to the regular agenda, Mayor.
Yeah, we have two, actually.
Two parks items, and then the items that were pulled.
All right.
820, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University Northwest Economic Research Center to provide research for new revenue options for an amount not to exceed $75,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you. Colleagues, we're heading into the lunch hour, so I'm just going to turn this over to our Deputy Director of Portland Parks and Rec, Todd, to give us a brief presentation.
Good morning, Mayor and Council members. Happy to be here today. My name is Todd Lofgren, Deputy Director of Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm here with Jason Smith, PPNR's Financial Planning and Analysis Manager. Today's intergovernmental agreement with Northwest Economic Research Center at Portland State University is part of PPNR's ongoing work to create a plan for a sustainable park system. Portland Parks and Recreation's team is actively working on service and financial projections for the park system. To inform the review of our possible funding options, we have formed a task force including members of the Portland Parks Board, Portland Parks Foundation, Urban Forestry Commission, community members, external experts, and a variety of internal experts across the city of Portland. We are preparing these materials for a city council work session with all of you in November. In this agreement before you today with Northwest Economic Research Center at Portland State, we'll provide PPNR specialized expertise and tools to complete analysis of various funding options, including revenue potential and how any funding measure might affect Portlanders. We're happy to answer any of your questions.
Nicely done, thank you.
Short and to the point. Excellent. Any further follow-up questions? Any public testimony on this item?
I think Maggie, sorry.
And I believe
Maggie just left.
And she is left.
I think Shedrick left also.
Is he here?
I think he left.
I think he left. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
We're very excited with the work that we've launched on the task force. This will give us some technical expertise to look at impacts of various proposals on property owners and property taxes, among other things. And I want to thank Portland Parks and Rec for putting this on turbocharge and to be able to meet what we hope is a November goal of coming back to council and getting some preliminary feedback about options. So nice work. Bye.
Wheeler.
So I appreciate this. I always feel badly things that get put on the end of the agenda after a long agenda. This is really important. And it gets to one of the major questions that the public was asking us about during the last budget session, which is how do you get parks onto a sustainable foothold so we as residents don't have to come back year after year after year and beg you to keep our community center open or beg you to keep our pool open or beg you to keep certain recreational programs or certain coaches employed. And you know, I think all of us have our conceptions about what we think would be the right answer to that question. I certainly have my preference, but I think it's good to have an independent, separate reality check in terms of what the options are and what is possible. So I appreciate this harder look, Commissioner Fish, and I appreciate the work you're doing. I vote aye.